Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. You are a gyro. You are enough.
Gyro. You are enough. That's Gyro, which in Hebrew means the Lord will provide, from Maverick City Music, a Christian music collective started by some songwriters in a room in Atlanta, now 30 members across the country working with superstars like Kirk Franklin, Chandler Moore, Naomi Raine. They're one of the most popular groups in Christian music, one of the most racially diverse. They've got 5 Grammy Awards, winning in both Christian and gospel categories. Pretty incredible, considering Maverick City Music was founded by Jonathan Jay and Tony Brown in Atlanta in 2018. We're joined now by Jonathan Jay. JJ, are you there?
I'm here.
And also Norman Jumphy, who's behind the collective now. Norman, welcome to you as well.
How you doing?
Well, better now. This music is so uplifting. And Jonathan, take us back. You and Tony Brown were already songwriters for House Fires, another worship music group. Why Maverick City?
We saw a unique responsibility that we had to be as inclusive and as open as possible. We really kind of had an idea of bringing people to us. So we live in Atlanta. We thought it'd be great to just invite people that had been inspired by some of the music we had written, people that we were inspired by, to kind of get together. Many camps, many nights getting to meet people that have kind of become fast friends. And then that turning into, what if we put this music out? What if we let people hear what we've been working on?
That's History, featuring songwriter Alton Eugene, recording live at a Maverick City Music Song Share night at 1971 Sounds in Atlanta in 2019. Jonathan Jay, do I understand that you and Tony Brown sometimes would be in a room filled with Christian songwriters, the only people of color?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the elephant in the room. It's something that the heart of the mission behind a lot of what those early days were about, was making space for people who looked like us, who had something to contribute that needed to be highlighted.
Well, Norman, pick up there. We're talking about Christian music, not gospel.
So in the Christian music space, which I like to call inspirational music, Christian music generally denotes white music. Then gospel, it simply means black. That segregation has consisted into modern times until you had the founding of Maverick City Music, and you begin to see these relationships form that broke barriers that had existed forever.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in an all-black church. And when I was 11, my parents switched churches and we went to an all-white church. And so I started off growing up listening to, you know, Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin and the Winans and very deep, rich musical gospel history. And then had to learn about all these new forms of music that I'd never heard of, the Mercy Me's and the Chris Tomlins. And what I could see was that there were a lot of similarities. And I think a lot of that's represented in the way that we even present the music. There's a beautiful blending that I think is an opportunity that the industry has missed for such a long time.
Let's listen to a little more, because when you talk about reaching out, Jonathan, we know that your co-founder, Tony Brown's mom, was incarcerated.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about the role of the imprisoned. This is from your most recent project, Kingdom Book One. And the voices behind Maverick City Music members are inmates at the Everglades Correctional Institution in Miami.
Bless me, God in me. Let this thing defeated, he is a victory. Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need.
Bless Me, written and performed by Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music, and 1,300 inmates. Jonathan, tell us more.
Yeah, you know, as ministers of the gospel, we have, I think a really serious responsibility to really believe the words of Jesus and to believe the heart of God, which is that he has no throwaway people. None of us are defined by our mistakes. The prisoners weren't just bystanders. They were our choir that we used. And so to think that the voices that you hear are voices of people that have been condemned and are trying to rewrite their own story, to think that they could be a part of a spiritual experience that would touch so many people around the world, for me, is it's probably one of my biggest takeaways, and something that's really moving.
Norman, Jonathan mentioned that it started with these workshops. It continues with workshops, right? You have to bring members from across the country to work together and then record?
Yeah, we do these writing camps where we bring together different worship leaders, writers, songwriters from all genres, you know, to come together and write music that uplifts Jesus. And it's been really important for us just to see the diversity in walks, the diversity in life. We did a Juneteenth album. We can speak to things that are impacting people today, like mass incarceration, like Juneteenth, which many of us grew up not knowing about, including myself.
Juneteenth, the celebration of the day the last enslaved people in America, in Texas, learned that slavery had ended at the end of the Civil War, but they learned it 2 years later. Let's listen to the song Sunday Morning.
All I can be is grateful.
Treat every day like
Sunday morning.
Not even a little rain can take the show away.
Jonathan, this was written during Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. Tell us more about what you wanted to do with this.
Yeah, you know, this project, again, for us is probably another first in the Christian music industry. I think as Christians, no matter what color you are, we all have a universal sense of the freedom that God has provided us. And so we just thought, man, if we can celebrate 4th of July, which is the independence, the freedom of America, why can't we celebrate and why shouldn't we be celebrating a freedom for people who were enslaved in this country? But it was a coming together of many different races. We have white artists on this project, and just a celebration of freedom from people who have a deep and profound sense and understanding of their true eternal freedom.
Jonathan Jay of Maverick City Music, but we also have Norman Jumphy. And Norman, I'm also wondering about, you know, 2018. You just started in 2018. I've read that the thinking is that maybe COVID had something to do with your huge success. People were just looking.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a time of crisis, generally people come back to what I consider faith. You look at 9/11, you look at 2008 stock market crash or the housing crisis, and most recently, the global pandemic. People come back to the faith. And the thing about Maverick that was already unique is that they were doing house church. This Maverick look and feel and sense is what church was going to become during the pandemic. Unbeknownst to us, Maverick was already doing it. Raw, live, in the living room, in your house, not knowing where that next paycheck is coming from, not knowing if we're ever going back to work. So the soundtrack of that time, all of these people were singing from these different places and these different sounds and these different tones. And I think it really captured America's heart.
If there's a songwriter out there saying, oh, this is, I've been looking for this, what should they do?
Hey, DM us on Instagram. We're always down to collaborate. Yeah.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you. No problem.
J.J., Jonathan Jay, and Norman Jumphy of Maverick City Music, the Christian music songwriting collective.